Well, I worked here during the time, you know, we were talking about. I was just coming off shift, and I was passing the Leagues Club in Queanbeyi at the time, and I thought, oh, I better pop in and see the television. And there were four of us standing there watching it. Everybody else was playing the pokies like mad, but it was just as though nothing was happening on the moon, you know. But four of us out of the whole crowd were watching. Yeah, I couldn't understand. But people seem to be more interested in it now, 40 years after.
And Mandy, pretty proud, I suppose, to see your father.
I'm very, very proud of him, and I'm proud of everyone who was working on it. And Dad also worked on the Surveyor program, which was prior to Apollo, which was the first actual machine basically to land on the moon. And that's just an amazing journey that he's had. And that Mum and Dad actually met at Tidbinbilla Tracking Station.
Did he tell you a lot about these sorts of things as you were growing up?
Yes, a lot that you can't take in because you don't understand the magnitude of something like this. But now I said to Dad as we were driving here, I said, tell me, like, if you think of anything, just anything off the top of your head that you think, hey, we... And he just said he stayed here a couple of nights. They had bunks sort of here that they could actually stay the night when they were actually tracking things and they had to stay. And he said he used to jog down the road here through the cows and the sheep and the kangaroos and things. That, to me, is a beautiful memory for me now to keep, and I hold on to that. But, I mean, there's a lot more than that. Photos that they got back, the first ever photos that, you know, no one had ever seen before. Surface of the moon. There's something in my subconscious, obviously, because every time I hear Neil Armstrong saying those first words when he was on the moon, and anything, any space sort of communication gives me a shiver and I feel quite emotional. So it's pretty amazing.
That's John Flaxman and his daughter Mandy. John worked at Tidbinbilla. They were talking to Adam Shirley yesterday out at Tidbinbilla as part of the, and Honeysuckle, of course, as part of the reunion yesterday, and more celebrations today. And, of course,